broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And it's a good day to you from Hawaii, hot here with light winds. Patriot Golf Day this entire weekend at many courses. Of course, the actual day is Labor Day, but they're raising money for Folds of Honor. That is Folds of Honor Foundation. The Folds of Honor provides scholarships to children of the fallen or wounded warriors. And you don't hear much about this, but it also provides scholarships to the spouse that may have been left behind or for retraining of the person who's injured. So Folds of Honor Foundation, the recipient, the Wounded Warriors Fund, go to your course. In fact, at Ko'olina right now, Kama'aina, if you donate $10 for the Patriot Golf Fund, you get $20 off your round. How good is that? So Kama'aina, donate $10 at Ko'olina, and that's for the tee times before noon today. Get out there and play. Play golf, America. On the show today, from GolfDigest.com, Alex Myers, editor, writer, and self-proclaimed, I love this, fantasy golf guru. But he's honest. From Miura Golf, the president, Adam Barr. We have LPGA professional Kristen Thunderhalf. She just put out her own book. It's called Swinging for Success. Aloha Team Classic. Stuart Katz is going to join us as well, because the Aloha Team Classic on Maui is coming up. And the Mayor's Cup, Randy Leong will tell us all about it. But first, the stars that make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipube Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Well, we've got a couple of tee times for you. Ko'olina has an 11 o'clock and an 11:30. Poipu, a 9:40 and a 10:40. We're the Golf Addicts Golf Club. I definitely need to join. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Poipu Bay, they're going to be playing. And One Putt Golf Club. Maybe I should go there. The One Putt Golf Club. Speaking of putting, looks like Bill Mickelson may have made the cut right on the number 31 putt today. All right. The belly putter took center stage. Bill Mickelson using it. Oh, my goodness. You would have thought the world was coming to an end, some of the reaction. He said he felt he'd use it the rest of the tournament. Looked like that was going to be the end, you know, today was going to end his. But no, it looks like he may stay, may not. Whether he'll use it long or short term, couldn't say. Can't forward press. Made the belly putter feel kind of awkward. Now, see, now that's exactly what my first reaction was. How can he feel comfortable with a belly putter when he's all wristy with his wrist, that forward press mode? I don't know. How could you go from putting the way he does, that forced pendulum swing that the belly putter, you know, and you try something, why not? Why not try something? Let's bring in Adam Barr, the president of Miura Golf. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Good. You know what? I found out you're a Steeler fan.
Absolutely. Steeler fan. All the way out there in the 50th state. I'm sure there's got to be Steeler bars, at least in Honolulu.
Oh, yes, there are. There's Steeler fans here. Yes. All right. So.
And not just because of Troy Polamalu, but that doesn't hurt.
No, it's not just because of him, you know, but you're right. But still, no, we don't have a professional football team.
You got the Rainbows. What else do you need?
Well, we got the Bows, yes, the Rainbow Warriors. We call them the Warriors now because everybody gave them flack for being the Bows, the Rainbows, you know. How can you take a football team seriously? They're going to be calling themselves the Rainbows. So they're the Warriors. And yes, we have the Warriors, but we don't have a professional team. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you're welcome, Steelers. I mean, we'll share them.
Thank you so much. All right. What was your reaction to the belly putter? and the whole thing.
Well, my reaction is more than a decade old. I mean, I don't want to say anything to exclude any golfer. I'm the president of an equipment company, but I've never been in favor of them because they're the only, you know, people say they're the only club you can anchor to your body, and I don't think that's in the spirit of the game. That said, if somebody, you know, if there was enough demand for me or a belly putter, the only game I have control over is mine. If people want to play them, they're within the rules, they can. But I don't favor them. I think in putting especially, you should not have any sort of anchor to your body. You should need to control the nerves and the little twitchy muscles in your hands. And I've just ruined putting for anybody who's listening to this show today. And then personally, I don't need a belly putter. I just need a putter because I already have a belly.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, my number one problem is the idea of anchoring.
Anchoring, yes.
Yeah,
I understand completely.
Never felt like golf to me. That might be a purist point of view, but I can't get away from that feeling.
No, and I understand. I understand completely. By the same token, unless they make it illegal, and, you know, the USGA and everybody else in the world of rules of golf is so want to make something illegal, you'd think they'd step up and make something like that, something that anchors your body. Illegal.
From a regulatory point of view, I think that ship has probably sailed. The good thing about it is it has extended some careers. You know, Bernhard Langer is an example, I think, of people who were able to work their way through the yips by using that kind of putter. And I don't know what he's putting with now, but that alone shouldn't be justification for something that is so divergent from the spirit of the game, I think.
Yeah, so different now. The Miura tradition, I mean, I'm looking, all right, my game, I don't know, is up to this, but I just want to go out and buy your blades because they're beautiful. My goodness.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, people do come to me and say, oh, man, is my game up to forge? And I guarantee your game is up to forge because we have enough irons in the line, all forged, that even if you don't want to hit the blade profile, if you're not confident in that sole and that top line, there are other models that will give you some turf interaction and trajectory help so that you can still get that forged feeling, that the purity of the strike, as I'd like to say, that goes through your wrists and elbows and into your heart. There are cavity back forged, like our 501s that KJ Choi used to win the Players' Championship. If you can hit the blades, and I think more of you can than believe can, then you have the beautiful blades with that nice pure muscle back on it. And then finally, our latest one is the Passing Point 9003 with a somewhat bigger cavity and a higher flight that it's not going to balloon on you, but if you want that higher flight, it's going to land a little softer. That's where to get it.
Wow. Okay, so there's a possibility that I could actually... There's also something I've got to ask about, all right? And I don't want to be... rude, but they're pricey, your club.
Yeah.
But they do last a long time, right? I mean, it's not like you're going to change them next year.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. They last a long time, and we don't, you know, the calendar has nothing to do with our product introduction. It's more the way Mr. Miura's and his sons, Yoshitaka-san and Shinya-san's minds operate. When something is ready, it'll be brought to market, and that tends to not be an annual thing. The blades that you mentioned a minute ago came out in 2007 and are very little changed since, but their popularity has been very steady because they're a good, honest golf club. So we don't see the need to replace them. So, yes, we intend these clubs to be bought and held onto and played for a long time. That said, a lot of our people, you know, like to have multiple sets, but you don't need to. We don't intend to say something's really good and then come out 18 months later with something that is designed to surpass that. You won't see our clubs in a discount bin.
No. I mean, it's something that you get to know. Hopefully you can find someone where you can try them, because you really need to get a feel for whether or not you can hit with a certain blade.
Yeah, precisely. And you can try different shafts, which may solve your trajectory and turf interaction problems by bringing the club head into the ball at a slightly different angle. You know, you can't see what you're doing. You need a fitter to look. And the custom fitting is an integral part of what we do. Joey Tadeo there in Hawaii is...
The Aloha Golf Center. The Aloha Golf Center.
Joey does a great job. And, he's just one and of many dealers we have. Going to a dealer and working with him, you'd be surprised what you can hit and what will fit your game and the amount of choices you have. And it's all an entryway into that forged feel that I think we're all craving, no matter what our ability level.
Yeah, you know, we're going to take a break. I need to talk to you about the folding, the whole tradition behind Miura. I mean, some people don't quite understand maybe that the steel and working it. We'll be back after this. Yeah, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. You know what? I'd like to ask you the question. If you date your putter, do you marry your irons, Adam Barr, Miura Golf? Yes?
It's one big happy family in your golf bag. I think one thing you don't want to do is make one of the clubs feel a little, get really a big head because the other 13 start to resent it, and you got people slamming the door to their rooms. Everybody gets upset.
And it's bad enough that you're fighting the golf course, right? I mean,
exactly. You're all in this together, folks.
You want to be friendly with your... Right. All right. One note that I just wanted to put out there, that BJ Singh doing amazing, you know, just amazing work. Fred Couples, amazing. Their secret, apparently, is going to a German doctor. We've talked about him after Freddie won, because German doctor is like recovering people's bad backs and bringing them back to life again. It's like he's some sort of miracle doctor. We don't know who he is. We want to know. Thousands of us want to know. I think the entire Champions Tour wants to know. They can certainly afford him. I'm not sure that we can, but this is really something. I hope it's real. I hope it lasts, and I'm so happy for everybody. You know, the Miura tradition. You hear, what was that? The samurai sword that's folded 200 times, you know, and pounded and then folded. When you talk about folding steel, it's this forged process. I mean, I'm not sure how to describe it. Can you help me here?
I wish you could see it. And if you were in the forge, which is about 2 kilometers from the factory in Himeji, Japan, northwest of Kobe, Osaka area, you feel the floor shake, of course, every time the hammer comes down, and it gives you a real feeling for what's going on. The folding of the samurai sword, which occurred in the same region for 600 years, as I understand it, had to do with maintaining strength while making something that thin and sharp. By the time you're dealing with a golf club, some of the basic techniques are the same, but by the time you get the steel that you're using to deal with a golf club, it comes in a rod about an inch in diameter, maybe a little bit more, and it's cut into the billets that are eventually forged into golf clubs in a 14-step process on our forge. The most important thing in our golf club is to not forge too much of it, and by that I mean Mr. Miura insists on forging the heel-to-toe portion only, so he's not stretching it up into the hosel. So if you forge the heel-to-toe portion in one piece, you keep the grain nice and tight. That leads to that purity of the strike. later in the process, he spins the hosel piece on at such high speed that it welds the two pieces together and then finishes it. You would never know that it was anything other than one piece. You can witness this on video if you go to YouTube and go to the Miura Golf USA channel. I shot video of it last time I was in Himeji.
Wow.
That's maybe the modern version of the same kind of secret as folding to maintain strength, to maintain grain. But, you know, metalwork comes naturally to the people in this region of West Central Japan, and starting in the 1920s, it was converted over from weaponry to golf clubs.
Yeah, it's spectacular. The website that you have is beautiful. You've done an excellent job. Now, here's a club that I actually may be able to use, and this is your MG Hybrid.
But the HB is the newest one, and that's there's the HB3 and the HB4. Successors to our MUs, and these
okay.
two hybrids just came out recently. The reason that I think they appeal to so many people is that the height of the face is about the diameter of a golf ball. So when you put it down, you're covering the whole back of the ball. It leads to a lot of confidence. You know, the way the face is built, you're looking at where the face meets the ball, and you swing it like an iron. And you hit it, the first couple times people hit it, say, oh, that's too high, that's never going to get there. And then it lands on the green, and they think, wow, it went high, it covered all that distance, and it stopped because it came in at a high angle. And all of a sudden, it kind of revitalizes their long game. And that was the intent with the whole thing.
So this is the HB3, that's the 20 degrees of loft, and the HB4 with 23 degrees?
Precisely, yeah. Those two are the, you know, technically 3 and 4 iron replacements, but depending on how you swing, they could replace the 5-wood, could go ahead and replace a 5-iron. It could go that far. So it's not a direct correlation between your 3 and 4 irons necessarily.
Excellent. So if we can go down to see Joey at Aloha Golf Center, he's really close. He's right in the Kapalama Canal area. Okay. It's near the old gem store, only it's on the town side of the canal. And you can go over to see Joey Tadeo at the Aloha Golf Center, Miura Irons, and these really nice, I like the look of these hybrids.
Miura chose a really nice color and finish on those. And if you work with Joey and get the right shaft in there, I'd be real interested, info@miuragolf.com, that email gets to me. I'd be real interested in how some of the players who listen to your show land in various shafts, either steel or graphite, and what flex. What happens to their trajectory, because you're talking about some very versatile hybrids there.
Actually, you know what I like? You have a lot of players who are using, who uses your club?
Well, KJ Choi, we talked about before the break, one
right.
of players with our 501 irons. Frank Licklider uses them. He uses the blades, and I think he just switched to those really hot-looking black blades.
Yeah, they're nice.
And then, of course, Nick Price won the Toshiba event on the Champions Tour with him and had a number of other top fives. This year, and he's still playing the baby blade because he's a real purist. He has like zero offset on those things.
Wow.
So as you see, we can fit all kinds of players. And these people, by the way, we don't have a tour budget. They just ask, can we play these? And we say, absolutely, you can. Here's a set.
Yes. I wanted to bring that up. You don't pay to play.
As a matter of policy, we don't. And,
no.
I mean, economically, it doesn't make sense for us either, but as a matter of policy, we think, you know, that if somebody's going to play them at that level, that's the highest endorsement you can have, and we're extremely proud and pleased that those players have chosen to put the trust of their games in our clubs.
All right, one final question. I hear there's a driver in the future.
Where do you get these? Well, I can neither confirm nor deny. I grew up with Senator Inouye in the Watergate hearing, so just, you know, remember that. But no, actually, there's a lot of prototypes going around in Himeji. There is a driver, and the reason I hesitate to talk about it is I'm not sure it's ever going to get up to the point where, especially Shinye-san, Mr. Miura's second son, is satisfied with it and wants it to come out.
Okay.
So far, so good. But I couldn't tell you when it's going to come out. I couldn't tell you if the shape is going to change. I know that they're working very hard on it and trying a lot of things. Like the sole of this hybrid is the one that made the cut out of all the ones they tried. So we're still deep in the prototype stage, but they are definitely working on something.
Fabulous. Adam Barr, so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. Mahalo.
Okay, aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. I just wanted to mention that a young man, J.B. Holmes, is now recovering from brain surgery. Yay! Everybody says it went very successfully, and his recovery is expected to be 100%. He had a condition that basically made him dizzy all the time. I mean, can you imagine something like that? You're over a putt, and you're about to fall down. He says he can't wait to get back to work, and that's just wonderful. And speaking of working, one of the hardest working guys in the show business is at golfdigest.com, editor, writer, and self-proclaimed fantasy golf guru, Alex Myers. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's quite an introduction. I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, I got to ask you, where did you go to school?
I went to Wake Forest University.
Okay,
college.
And was it your education that got you your job, or was it who you know?
I have to say it's a combination. Combination of both. I worked for the paper there. I covered the golf team there for 4 years. That kind of got me into golf writing. Bill Haas was on the team. Wake Forest is, perennial top team. His uncle, Jerry Haas, was the coach, and so, it was kind of cool. It was a big-time golf program, and then, I was kind of a sports reporter locally for a few years, and then, I just kind of moved on.
Yeah.
Thanks to someone my boss, who I worked with at our paper, he moved to Golf Digest, and I kind of came with him, and just kind of worked out. So, yeah.
it's really important, for people who look up to you, and people who are in the business of writing, they need to know, that sometimes you, in college, you need to do something like that. Make an effort. Go over to your local paper and start writing stuff. Send it in. Do something.
100%, exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Now, you spend a lot of time, God, I can't imagine how you're doing it. You're not at home because of Hurricane Irene. Are you still out of your house?
That's right. I'm at a hotel nearby. The storm actually somehow caused an oil leak in my apartment building, and I just drove by there. They have all these trucks there trying to figure it out. So, yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I've been in my apartment. Everything's fine. I have my car. I have my golf clubs, which is really the most important thing.
I played
golf yesterday. I'm going to play later probably. So, it's not the worst thing, but I'm staying at a hotel and for the foreseeable future.
So see, for everybody who thought, you know, oh, Irene didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, there are people still out of their homes. There's still people trying to put their lives back together. In your case, you're just trying to get home. That would be nice.
Yeah, but at least exactly.
It's destroyed. Now, I want to also just say really quick that do you take a lot of flack for being a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I do. You know, and sometimes it's really not fair. I mean, what am I supposed to do? That's how I grew up. But I do sometimes. Fortunately, the people, I don't work with that many people who are, you know, diehard Mets fans or Red Sox fans. There are a couple in our building, but, you know, fortunately, there's no one that antagonistic with me. But
No, wait. When you're a Yankee fan, and I'm a Yankee fan, okay. When you're
Okay, good.
Okay, the people hate the Yankees, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then all of a sudden, all of that is transferred. Yeah. You say, I'm a Yankee fan. You are?
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with your brain, you know? You're a warped human being because you're a Yankee fan. Okay, so you're in good company here. You're safe.
That's great.
It's all good. All right?
Good.
Because we're going to go straight into something that must be really horrible. You're doing your fantasy picks, fix things.
Right. You know,
and how often are you wrong?
Oh, man, I'm wrong all the time. I mean, I'll tell you what, golf, I think golf is the hardest. You know, I'm throwing out a little excuse here, but I think golf is the hardest sport to predict. And, you know, these last couple years when I've started doing this have been the most tough years to predict, really, if you look at it. I mean, you have every week there's 150 guys in the field who can win, have a legitimate chance at winning. And it's really hard. I mean, the best I can do is do some research, do some homework, so maybe you don't have to, and come up with some logical, you know, theories about what will happen at least. Again, you know, there's no scientific formula here. I do my best. I've had a few correct picks this year. It's tough to pick an actual winner, but I have had some, and, you know, usually the guys I pick fare well, and hopefully it helps people.
Yeah, you know. This is just a fantasy game, people. You know, but people they take this about as seriously as Phil Mickelson picking up a belly putter and trying it out.
Exactly. Wow. Oh yeah, and there are people who are really into it too. I've always been a big fantasy baseball, fantasy football. I've kind of gotten into golf as it's gone along, just because it is out there and is kind of a growing part of the fantasy sports world. But yeah, there are people out there. Bernhard Langer went on. Got injured this year. I made a joke on Twitter. Oh, there goes my Champions Tour fantasy team. I was totally kidding. Now, I got responses of people saying, I know, man, my team is devastated now. And I was like, really? You guys are really playing Champions Tour fantasy golf? So
yep.
There's some people who are really into it out there. But that's good. I hope people read it, and I hope people have fun with it. And, you know, hopefully if I can help, it's great.
So your pick, basically, for this week were Steve Stricker, Luke Donald, Nick Watney, Adam Scott, Jason Day, and Vijay Singh. Did you take Vijay based on his recent performance?
Yes, I did, and I just saw that he is almost in dead last, so I apologize for that pick. But he was on a roll before this week. Vijay, it's weird. He got off to such a great start this year. I think he was runner-up at Riviera early in the season, and you're kind of thinking, okay, maybe he's going to have a little bit of a rejuvenation this year. And he's 48, he's got 1 foot out and 1 foot on the Champions Tour, you know, already. But I thought he was going to have, I really think he's going to win another event before he goes to the Champions Tour. And his last couple weeks, couple straight top tens, looked like he really was back. But yeah, this week, I don't know what's ailing him this week, but he's almost dead last.
Well, I thought he was going to do well, too, because he went to the German doctor that cured Freddie back pain.
Right.
Because Vijay's got the back thing going on, right?
Oh, yeah, right? Exactly.
So I thought, okay, you know, this German doctor, he's going to fix everything.
Right, as a miracle worker.
Right, he's tied for 90 right now.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Not looking good.
So then we've got Brent Snedeker goes off and he's trying to get on the President's Cup team, right? He has a hole in one today.
Yep.
Got a 64. He's right up there. Who would have, you know, you can't predict that sort of thing.
you can't, but, you know, and I've kind of, I've missed the Brant Snedeker boat this year, kind of, because he really, especially the new hot stat on tour is the strokes gain putting, and I do believe it is the best putting stat out there by far.
They're going to explain.
Well, it measures you. Basically, it measures every putt versus everybody else in the field, how they would putt that exact putt. Now, it's crazy. There were MIT professors coming up with these equations and everything. It's stuff that, you know, most people would not even be able to understand, really. But basically, that's the bottom line. And instead of just measuring, you know, how many putts you had, where, you know, that totally is based on how many greens you hit and, you know, how good of a short game you have. This is actually measuring you on your putts specifically. And Snedeker is one of the top guys all year, and it's played out. He's had a fantastic year. He's won almost $3 million. He won the Heritage in a playoff over Luke Donald. And then last week, he shot up 61. Yeah, in the final round. I mean, now everyone was shooting 61 last week.
Yeah, but still.
But he finished third last week, and now he's right back at it again with a 64 today, like you mentioned, with the hole one.
With the hole one?
He's the guy who, of course, 2 years ago, four-putted on the final hole at the BMW Championship to miss the Tour Championship. It was tough to watch. It was one, and he knew it, too. He knew he had to simply three-putt to advance, and he four-putted. So the guy, hopefully, his nerves have never been. He's had a few blow-ups on Sunday at Augusta as well. So hopefully he's kind of getting over that. And this year he had the biggest win of his life so far at the Heritage, and now he's on a roll. So maybe he'll get a little vindication in the playoffs this time.
Look at Bubba Watson. Bubba's show. Love Bubba. He's
yeah.
He just shot a 68-64. He's at the top of the leaderboard. Did you expect Bubba?
Well, I didn't pick him this week, but he's had a great year. I mean, he's one of five people who have won twice this year. If he wins, I think any of those guys, if they win one of these playoff events, they win, you know, Player of the Year. So, I mean, Bubba, he's always been, you know, kind of a nice player, but he has really exploded in the last year plus. And if he could win one of these FedEx events, he's in the driver's seat to win Player of the Year. So, you know, I guess it shouldn't be surprising that he's leading again because based on the year he's had.
Right? Is he one of the tall guys?
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's one of the tall guys. I love that article. That was great. A lot of people liked it, knowing that because they're like 6'2", that they can still play golf. Isn't that good to know?
yeah, exactly. Dude, that was really that was an interesting article by Jaime Diaz. You definitely are seeing more taller guys, athletic guys, kind of taking over. And Bubba's definitely one of those guys. I think he's 6'3". Yeah, he's
tall guy.
Right, and he has an unorthodox swing, obviously, but he grips it and rips it, and he's getting it done out there.
Okay, one of the old guys, Ernie Els.
Yeah.
He's moved up from, he went up 38 positions, tied for fourth right now? My goodness. And the other guy that, I don't know what to call, Sergio Garcia. We have old guys and in-betweeners.
In-betweener, that's a good one. You're right. Where do you categorize Sergio? It seems like he's, you know, he's had three careers already, and he's only 31, I think.
I saw him at the Kapalua, you know, I can't remember what version it was, Tournament of Champions, you know, and he had a, oh boy, did he have a look on his face. He was angry young man, and going off, and he's a short guy, actually. You know,
he's not that tall. No, yeah, he's pretty short. Yeah,
so maybe we have that category. You know, but everybody, we all can play. That's really the bottom line. Here, now
true.
you have studs of the week.
Yes.
What is your criteria for studs of the week?
Well, yeah, I, usually it's my it ends up being the guys who I'm picking to win, and they are the opposite of my duds of the week, obviously. But yeah, I like it is funny sometimes to call people sometimes if I'll get like a Brandon DeJong as a stud of the week. I'm pretty sure that's the only time he's ever been called a stud. No offense to him. So I kind of think it's, you know, I use that term loosely.
Loosely.
But, yeah.
Got it. Okay. And so Nick Watney, Nick, you know, it seems like he's like on the verge of breaking out and then not breaking out. I'm not sure where I'm surprised you can pick somebody like Nick Watney because he's so, it seems to be unpredictable.
He is unpredictable, but I think he's, like you said, I think he's closer to really breaking out than not breaking out. He's won. He's one another one of those guys who won twice this year, and his two wins were big wins, the AT&T National and the WGC in Doral. So he, and of course, though, everyone will remember what he did at Whistling Straits last year, the final round.
Right, he's like really good, or then he just like boom, he's got he's
yeah
like,
yeah
you know and
yeah I mean sometimes
I think that's why Tiger Woods is missed so much because there was something so wonderfully predictable about having Tiger. I can count on Tiger if nothing
you
can count
right.
on that yeah
you're right I agree I wish I was doing this fantasy column when Tiger was in his heyday. It would have been easy kick back to pick Tiger every week, but you're right. There hasn't been anybody like that since. I mean, Luke Donald, I guess, is the only one who even comes close. But again, you know, he's finishing top 10 every week. He's not winning.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
And he's only won once on the PGA Tour. He's won twice in Europe. So he's had a great year. I'm not discrediting him at all. But
no,
right? You're used to someone week in, week out contending, and obviously Mickelson doesn't do that anymore.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And there's no one who does it anymore. And it's amazing that you have this 2 years in a row now where, I guess Furyk won three times last year, and maybe someone will get the three wins this year, but then we could have two years in a row where we don't even know who's going to be the player of the year.
Yeah.
Until the end of the season. I mean, no clue. I mean, people are saying Keegan Bradley could win, and he could win, but the guy, I love Keegan Bradley. Great story. He has four top tens the whole year. I mean, that's the player of the year.
Does he become rookie of the year?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's yeah. I mean, he
really?
Oh yeah, he's a shoo-in for that. But
what about Schwartzel?
That's a good point. Now you know that's a good point, and that is there. That's the thing with an award like that, or like in baseball when. You know, Hideki Matsui can win Rookie of the Year, and he's 30 years old.
Right.
I think Robert Carlson is a rookie this year on the PGA Tour. I mean, you know, so that's kind of. I'd rather like a Keegan, like a true rookie,
win
that award.
Yeah.
But you're right, Charles Schwartzel could win it. I think though they'll stick as they did last year when Ricky Fowler beat McIlroy for Rookie of the Year. Probably not the right pick, but usually the PGA Tour, the American guy seems to win out if there's a close call.
We do want to note that the TV station, the TV networks, had so much faith in the staying power of golf that they've got a contract in place to 2021.
Right.
My dyslexia kicked in. We've got CBS, NBC, and the Golf Channel. All of them, you know, I talk about everybody panicking. So let's all get ready for the 2021 panic when golfing contracts are all to expire at the same time. And on that, we're gonna close now, go into a break, and say aloha. Thank you so much for being on the show. But I really want to say that I congratulate you. In your column, you say the former champ to avoid. And you picked him. Very good. Phil Mickelson. Nicely done.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I got one right at least.
And Alex Myers, it's a real pleasure talking to you. GolfDigest.com, editor, writer, and self-proclaimed fantasy golf guru.
Self-proclaimed.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Take care.
A pleasure. Bye. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. It's been a fun morning, and we've got so much more. We have Kirsten Sunderhaft on the show right now with us, all the way from the beautiful, beautiful town of Las Vegas. I really enjoyed my stay with you. Kirsten, thank you so much for being on the show, and good morning.
Well, good morning, Danielle. I'm happy to be with you this morning.
You know, it's so exciting. You did not tell me when we visited the last time. It was only a couple of months ago, so you must have known that you were in the process of becoming an author and having a book published. And here it is, a week ago, Swinging for Success, Lessons I Learned on the Golf Course of Life. This is awesome.
Well, it's pretty exciting. And yes, I did know that I had a book coming out. And
yes,
actually, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even tell my family.
You didn't?
No, it's, yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Why did you keep it a secret?
Well, I just wanted to surprise everybody. You know, everyone always talks about, oh, I want to write a book, or most people do. Oh, you should write a book, not just me, but in general. And I personally have always said, you know, I need to write a book. Well, about 5 years ago, I bought this big package to learn how to write a book, and of course, I never even opened up any of the material. I spent a lot of money on it. And and I have a tendency to, when I start writing things, I'll read it and then delete it and write it again and then delete it. And it was not getting done. And I ran into a friend of mine who has a friend that's a publisher. And I started talking to him about, you know, I've thought about it for years. And wow. He helped me get it done, and that's what happened. So
that's so good. So when you say lessons you learned on the golf course, right? This is also for people who want to learn about golf. But how did you get involved with golf?
Well, I actually started playing golf when I was 8 years old, and I'm one of those natural athletes. I've played all sorts of sports, including lacrosse.
Wow.
And I actually played softball in college.
Oh, I love softball. Oh yes, girl.
Big third baseman.
Oh,
and now I look back. I just turned 44 on Monday, and And I look back and I said, I can't believe how close I used to stand to that batter. Crazy. I can't believe it. I could have caught a ball in the face. Never did, fortunately. But I played a lot of sports in the past. But after college, and I went to school in Ohio, Wittenberg University. And after college, I had the so-called real jobs. Well, real job. I worked for an accounting firm for 3 years and absolutely hated it. Was inside all the time. I just couldn't stand it. I was miserable. And family members and friends had suggested, you know, you should look into the golf business. And
just
so
the clue, they suggested the golf business?
That's... Well, they had been, yes, they had been mentioning it for a while. And I did, and I called, that was actually back in Chicago, Naperville Country Club. I called the head pro, and he said, oh, well, we're not looking to hire any guest service people right now. And I was probably 24 at the time, and I said, no, I want to be a golf pro. He said, when I went into his office and he met me, he said, you sounded like you were 15 years old on the phone.
And it serves you well today, because you seem like you're 24 years old on the phone.
Oh, well, thank you. So, but that's when my golf journey really began, or at least my occupation began. Yeah. So fortunately, he did hire me as, at that time, it was called a third assistant. I just worked in the golf shop and ended up being there for 4 years, and I started in the golf business in Chicago and got smart and eventually moved west, because the season is way too short in the Midwest.
But then you got to Kapalua.
I eventually worked my way to Kapalua. Yes, I did.
On Maui, yes.
On Maui.
So, in other words, you know what? If you're thinking about if you've got kids or grandkids or you're a kid and you're thinking, how am I going to get into the golf business? Doesn't mean you just go in and become the golf professional. You go in and you become whatever they got, and then you work your way up. That's how it works in all facets of life.
Exactly.
I started in radio. They weren't paying me for 6 months. I was going to college. I was doing a TV intern program. I was doing everything, you know? And one day they said, we want to hire you full time. You ready to start on Monday? Yes. I'm terrified. Yes. So you just have to do it. You just have to put in the hours, put in the work, and do it. And that's what you did with your book. So,
exactly.
Swinging for success. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So with the book, I have to tell you, I've already given a couple lessons this morning, and one of my lessons was to some members at Anthem Country Club, who happened to be my insurance people, and they show up this morning. They had no idea I was going to be on your call this morning. They show up with their Kapalua hats, golf shirts, and even socks on today. They're Kapalua apparel.
Wait a minute. This is very... Stuart Katz is joining us in a few moments from the Aloha Team Classic. All Kapalua. What's going on here? It's kismet. Okay. Now, let's get back to your book. Because I like the chapters that you have in here. Energy management struck me immediately. Jedi Knight focus. Instincts you can trust, samurai breathing. These are one shot at a time. I mean, we hear this stuff a lot. Listen to yourself. Can we start? Which one would you like to start at?
Well, the chapter four, the instincts you can trust, you know, I tied it into putting. You know, we have a tendency to overanalyze things, or at least I do, have a tendency to overanalyze things and end up doing the so-called paralysis by analysis, and things don't get done. And I tie that into putting because a lot of times people will second-guess themselves in regards to lining up the putt. You know, they'll set up, they'll double-check it, and then back away. And really, if they just get up there and trust their instinct, their first one, there's a very good chance that they're probably going to get that ball in the hole. It's just like when we were kids and we would do those multiple choice tests, and they always said, go with your first instinct. Most likely it's the right one. And same with putting. When you're reading the line, just get up there, read it, deep breath, let it go, and make your stroke. And most likely, and that's a great drill that I do for a lot of my students, it's interesting how many more of those putts fall in the cup when we do that.
You know, I think if we understand that the brain makes so many calculations per second that a computer is incapable of mimicking what the brain does in the same speed. To teach the brain, the computer, to do what our brain does, they haven't even gotten to that point yet. So if you can just understand that your brain is an amazing mechanism of judging speed, slope, distance, all of those things, okay, all by itself, just trust it. Trust that your brain really does know what it's... Well, maybe you need glasses. Okay, fine. maybe your eyes are giving you a hard time. That's for Craig Farnsworth to help you figure out. But for the most part, I think you really can. Now, positively positive is chapter one. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not just, you know, we always obviously want to be positive, not negative, positive energy, even just looking at a smiley face makes you feel good.
Yes.
But it's really more related to attitude, and even successful people have had some extremely successful people have had downfalls, but they're always, you know, and they may be down, but they're always thinking about, okay, what's going to get me to that next level? So they have a few bumps in the road, but they continue to focus on, okay, I've got a good attitude. It's still going to get me there. It's almost like a compass or a thermostat. So they might be having a low, but then all of a sudden, okay, things are okay. You know, it's okay to have a few bumps in the road.
Sometimes when you're in the bump, you don't really realize that you're there. And believe me, when you're in the low, you're feeling just as low as anybody else. It's not like everybody's got a cheery disposition, you know? You can be in the dead zone, and something where, as long as you keep putting one step, if one foot in front of the other, and keep moving forward, and have a trust in something, I don't know what it is, could be a higher power, it can be anything you want. You know, you just kind of keep going forward and believing that something's good. Go back to your childhood. Hopefully it was a good one. There's always something positive that you can to latch onto, and you will make it up that mountain. We're going to go to decisive action. I'm really focusing on samurai breathing. I'm sorry. I can't get away from that. We need to take a break, though. We'll be back after this. We're talking with Kristen Sunderhout. She has her own book. Are you an LPGA professional?
I am a member of the LPGA teaching division. I have been for 20 years.
Isn't that wonderful? You went from being a level 3 assistant behind the desk in the pro shop, and now you're an LPGA teaching professional?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And an author. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Did you hear that Tiger Woods showed up for the Pro-Am draw party at the Deutsche Bank?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that something? I mean, he's not playing. He certainly wasn't going to be one of the pros in the Pro-Am. He's not in the, you know, but he was there at the draw party. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he does something good, then I think he should. He's going to be in the fries.com, the fall series. Yeah. Is he changing? Was he at a low? Was he at a low point? Oh, my goodness. Now,
well, I think he's had a few life lessons.
He's, yeah, been stuck on the golf course?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Life lessons on the golf course. That's the subtitle to your book.
Yes. Well, and, you know, as I mentioned before, I've been in the golf business, well, over 20 years now. So I've been around the golf course a lot. And each chapter, I've got 20 different chapters, and it's short and sweet. My chapters are only about a page and a half, which is perfect for me. But each chapter does have a little bit of a story, a lesson learned, but related to golf that I've experienced. And, for example, one of my chapters is called Relaxed Energy, and it relates to when I was in the U.S. Women's Open qualifying round, which was a huge highlight for me. And I was paired with an LPGA touring professional. And I was a nervous wreck. And unfortunately, I put all that great practice in, and the front nine didn't quite go the way I wanted it to.
Uh-huh.
And but then when I made the turn, I realized, okay, well, I've kind of blown it to qualify for the U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open. So I just began to start really enjoying myself out on the course and more relaxed and kind of taking the whole experience in and wasn't as nervous. And then wouldn't you know, when I get to the 17th tee box, I end up making a hole in one.
Wow.
And my first and only hole in one, and it happened to be during a U.S. Women's Open qualifying round.
Wow.
And I truly believe that was because I was so much more relaxed and just enjoying my the company and didn't have all that pressure on me at that time. So just a lesson that I've learned. And so you never know. Be careful. You might get a hole in one.
Yes, self-imposed pressure. It was self-imposed pressure. It wasn't like the people around you were pressuring you, right? It was what you were doing to yourself.
Absolutely. Another chapter that's somewhat similar, for chapter 18, I have enjoy the scenery. And for life in general, you know, I personally have battled depression in the past, and it was very, very challenging for me. And when I played tournament golf, I had no business being out there playing tournament golf. And I truly believe it's because I was so worried and focused on my score, and I just was not having fun out there at all. And I've learned to really enjoy, as they say, smell the roses, smell the flowers. Well, it was a big wake-up call for me when I lived in Hawaii. I really looked out into the ocean, was looking for the whales and taking pictures, and then when it's time to hit the shot, I was focused on that shot, and if it was good, great. If it wasn't, I let it go. And I just enjoyed the company, and wow, what a big change of life for me to, as they say, smell the roses.
Yes,
so I'm absolutely enjoying the scenery.
Yes, exactly. We are KPUA Hilo, KTU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Have to say those all together, can't put a pause in between, so I had to start it over. Now, in your introduction, you say golf is a really fun game. Life isn't. Many people focus on their challenges, struggles, and are on the hunt to find a solution to reducing or eliminating the struggles in their life. Bad idea. The challenges in our life are there for a very specific reason. Like bunkers, water holes on a golf course, the better we navigate the rough, the better our game becomes. So it is with life. The better we learn to adapt, grow, and become better at communicating with ourselves, the better we communicate with others. That is so cool. That's your introduction. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you can get a preview of Kristen Sunderhaus' Swinging for Success, Lessons I Learned on the Golf Course of Life. It's available now. What is the website?
The website is actually swingingforsuccess.com.
As simple as that.
As simple as that, and they can get the first three chapters for free. And if they'd like to purchase the book, and for our listeners today, I will send them an autographed copy.
Oh.
I'll mail them an autographed copy from my house, and there is a link on there for PayPal if they'd like to actually purchase the entire book.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, swingingforsuccess.com is the website. Swinging for Success, just exactly the way it's swingingforsuccess.com. Go there, and you'll get the first three chapters of the book at absolutely no expense. And if you're listening now for $19.95, you can also get an autographed copy from Kristen Sunderhaus. Okay? So that's it. I just need you to do that. Go to swingingforsuccess.com. All right. So now let's go to Samurai Breathing, because I feel like we need a little less than breathing right now. What do you mean by Samurai Breathing?
Well, and if we tie it into golf,
yeah.
Every time we set up to the golf ball, take our stance, the last thing we should all do is take a deep breath and let it out, and it will help to relax. We should do that all the time, not just golf, but in life. So things start getting, if you feel like you start to get stressed out, deep breath, let it out. It's amazing what that oxygen does for us.
Your entire body will just go, ah. It's like it's an ah. Did you take all that?
I did.
Yes, I could feel what I felt when I did it for myself, too. Who wrote your foreword? Who is Doug Crow?
Doug is my publisher, and become very good friend of mine, and I've known him for maybe a little over 2 years, and we've created a very nice friendship. Now, when I've learned, when you write a book, and for myself, because it was taking me years to do, and I was trying to do it on the computer and handwrite, the best way to write a book, for all of you that keep talking about writing your book, talk to somebody about it. Get it on a recorder. Get it recorded. And it will come out so much easier. We all have so many stories inside, and you got to get them out.
So you're suggesting that someone take a tape recorder, like or whatever. You don't have a tape recorder anymore, Danielle. They don't make them. So you get your iPhone, all right, and there's a recording device on your iPhone, and just start talking to it?
Absolutely. And then you could have a transcriber. It's amazing. It'll happen a lot quicker than keep talking about it.
Well, yes, absolutely. And what he writes is, as an active entrepreneur, speaker, author, and publisher, I've had my fair share of meeting dynamic, sincere, and motivating people. On the flip side, I've also had a good dose of people who struggle endlessly because of the massive obstacles they have unknowingly put in front of themselves. What makes my observations interesting is that struggles are struggles. Some have more than others, but we all have them. As human beings, no one is immune from struggles, internal or external. The differentiating factor in a life of vitality, abundance, and inspiration, as opposed to a life of despair, low self-esteem, and negativity,
is the attitude and action we take to improve our lives. So, you know, attitude is everything. It certainly is. Give us a little bit of a tip today on, you talked about putting earlier. What is your favorite lesson that you teach when people come to you?
Well, this morning was a perfect example. I do all my lessons with my iPad now. I don't pull out my big laptop anymore.
Okay.
And both of my students were so worried, and they could see it. They were so worried about keeping their head down.
Yes, I worry about that all the time. Yes. Oh, yes.
And some pros might shoot me for saying this, but I think it's the worst thing in golf. They have to focus on the target.
Okay, Dad told me, keep your head down, Danny. Keep your head down.
So when you see these golf swings, these students, their head is still looking at the ground. They have no idea where the golf ball is. So they're not focused at all on what our goal is, getting that ball to the target. So they're so ball bound. So it's so important. You want to act as if you're throwing the club to the target. And it's amazing what happens when you
hit
the target.
Oh, my goodness. That's liberating. Isn't that liberating for all of us who've had this thing? You know, my biggest fear when I'm playing golf, and I walk around with all kinds of them. I mean, I've got more fears, except when I'm in the putting green. I'm in the putting short game. That, I just, like, automatic. It's just, like, right there. Maybe it's because my target's so close. And I just feel really comfortable. But being far away, I'm just terrified that I'm not going to keep my head down, you know? And I'm not going to keep my eye on the ball.
Well, and you just mentioned terrified, so that means you're probably extremely tense and tight.
Yes. Yep.
And the other thing, when you're so worried and focused on trying to keep your head down, you will restrict your shoulder turn. You're not going to be able to make a very good turn. So you need to come back to Las Vegas, Danielle, and
yes,
we need to get that lesson. Well, actually, I'll be coming to visit you. So,
oh, you will? Stuart Katz is joining us. Aloha Team Classic. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Aloha, and good morning, Christine. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
I know. Good morning. I was excited to hear you're on this morning.
Real pleasure.
You know, she just said she's coming to Hawaii.
We look forward to always seeing her here, and when we get to Vegas, we seem to try to always get together as well.
Okay. Now, the Aloha Team Classic is coming up in September, October. Tell me when.
October 17th through the 20th again this year, Danielle, and we appreciate you letting us come on to chat a little bit about it.
Absolutely. We want to get Kristen to come over. And, you know, am I pronouncing your name right, Kristen?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. Are you going to come and play at the Aloha Team Classic?
Oh, great. No pressure here.
we've actually talked about it in the past, so we'd love to have Kristen come on over and join us.
Okay. Okay, Stuart. No pressure, as I said. I've got you on my calendar already.
There you go. We're actually real excited again, Danielle. We're going to have a number of the LPGA players come out again. They'll be able to play with our participants, and it's a way that we raise more money for Beyond the Rainbow Foundation. And unlike most LPGA pro-ams, this is actually 2 days of golf with the LPGA players. And this year, we're even looking to possibly hold a small tournament for those girls to come out and join us for the week.
Who do you have so far? Who's coming so far?
Kim Welch is coming out, Anna Grisabian. We're talking with Charletta Sorensen and a number of the other girls looking to see how their schedules fit. We are the same week as the Taiwan tournament, so we'll be looking at the girls that aren't going to Taiwan. But we always have a good time when they come out, and as amateurs, they're really the people we ought to be playing with, because we've got more of a chance of understanding their game than we do the big boys who are bombing the ball 350 yards.
You mean us amateurs should be playing with LPGA professionals, because if we could even come close to playing as good as them, they're the ones we should actually try to emulate.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the rhythm and the smoothness and the technique around the short game just shows us all where we should be putting our energies. You know, we all go out to the range and try to hit the ball a million miles so we can be just like Tiger. But I've come to the conclusion I want to be just like Kim and Anna and all the rest of the gals, because they're the ones that that score the way I need to be able to score.
Yeah, there you go. That's such a good insight. How can we play in the Aloha Team Classic?
Yeah, the Aloha Team Classic is open to all amateurs. Again, it's a three-day tournament. We have a sunset welcome reception the night before the first round on the 17th. And then this year we'll be playing on Kahili Golf Course over in Waikapu.
Really?
Yes. We'll have a bus that'll take everybody from the west side over to Kahili. On Wednesday, we'll be playing the Kahanapali Royal Course. And on Thursday, we'll be finishing up at the plantation here at Kapalua.
That's fantastic.
And then on Wednesday, we're real excited. This will be the third year. We're going to be providing an LPGA golf clinic at 3 o'clock. And it will be open to the public as well as our participants at Kahanapali. And the girls spend about 2 hours and give some wonderful lessons. And we have both group sessions, and then we break into smaller groups, and the girls actually get out on the range with some of the amateurs and work with them.
I saw a picture. Didn't I see a picture of children taking a clinic, too?
Well, the clinic is open to the public, and it's actually geared towards the kids. So we bring the kids out, and the girls use the LPGA players use the kids as their demonstrations. And
cool.
It's a lot of fun, and this year, Maui Soda and Water is providing ice cream and drinks for the clinic that'll be available to the public. So we're real excited.
That's fun. Which date is that?
That is on Wednesday the 19th.
October 19th.
So anybody that would like to come on out, play with some of the girls, enjoy a couple of evening events. We provide lunch after each round of golf. It's a real nice four-day event. And best of all, we're raising money to help the Maui youth agencies around the island.
Excellent. You know, when they said they were looking for a new 501c3 to run the tournament, the Hyundai Kalahana Tournament of Champions, I couldn't help but think to myself, gee, the Beyond the Rainbow Foundation has been doing so much. You guys have been working so hard. You should do it.
Well, you know, we don't disagree with you, Danielle, and anything you can do to pass that word to the PGA, we surely appreciate.
I hear they found an executive director.
I think they've actually formed an entity, which that's their choice. But we're just glad to have the event back here in January.
It's
a great way to start the season, and
sure
love seeing the guys play.
Excellent. Stuart Katz, this is the Aloha Team Classic, and it's coming up in October. How do we get in touch with you?
Two ways. You can go onto our website, which is thealohateamclassic.com, all one word. That's alohateamclassic.com. Or you can call our 800 number, 800-541-7357.
541-7357. 800-541-7357. AlohaTeamClassic.com.
Dot org.
Excuse me.
Dot org.
It's an org, Dan.
Yep.
AlohaTeamClassic.org. And to get Kristen's book, Swinging for Success, you can get the first chapter, the first three chapters, free, swingingforsuccess.com. And it's exactly the way, swingingforsuccess.com. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. Kristen, I love talking with you. You'll be on again soon. We'll do like a full lesson because you just freed me completely from that creepy little white ball.
And Stuart, we'll be in touch soon, okay?
Look forward to it, dear.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to take a break, take care of the sponsors who make this show possible, and then talking with Randy Leong, who's standing by, because the Mayor's Cup is coming up. The Mayor's Cup on Oahu. They've made it happen again. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be here. Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
My kind of sponsor, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, all kinds of stuff. Commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical, celebrating their 37th birthday. And we're giving away Nike golf balls to celebrate, okay? 18th caller. 18th caller wins. All you have to do is dial the number. You can't have one in the last 6 months. That gives everybody a chance. Number's 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Give us a call. Be the 18th caller and win. Nike Power Distance PD Long golf balls. Right here. I got the box. Shake them up. You can hardly hear them. Welcome to the show, Randy Leong. Randy is the Deputy Director, Department of Enterprise Services, City and County of Honolulu. Good to have you on the show, Randy, and it's so exciting to hear that the Mayor's Cup is back.
Yes, good morning, Danielle. It's a great day in Hawaii. Yes, the Mayor's Cup is back. It's going to be held on September 17th and 18th at the Alawai Golf Course, followed by a banquet on September 19th at Dave & Buster's.
Oh,
so we're excited. Yeah, we're excited to bring this tournament back for the amateurs in its original format. And we're going to have a great time at the Alawai. The course is in great shape. And the field is actually almost filled up.
Oh, we've really?
Got,
okay.
Yeah. We've got about 30 more spots left. We're capping it at 200 golfers. So the tee times will start at about 6:30 in the morning. And it's going to be a great day for the amateurs to showcase their talents.
Cool. Now, it's really important, guys. Amateurs, all right? We're talking amateurs who are like our championship-level amateurs. This counts toward Governor's Cup points. This counts toward Governor's Cup points. Let me reiterate that, okay? And the reason that's important is because one amateur, the top amateur in the state, gets to play in the Sony Open in Hawaii. And this particular event is Governor's Cup point, so you definitely want to play. All right, Greg, oh, thanks so much for giving me this. Okay, we've got Walter Ewan. Congratulations, Walter. You are the 18th caller from Kaneohe, and you are going to get in the mail, because I take them to the post office and put them priority mail, Nike Precision Power Distance golf balls, and it's from Alakai Mechanical, celebrating their 37th birthday. Yes. All right. So let's get back to the Mayor's Cup. This is for $125. You get 2 days of golf, cart, and the banquet?
Yes. 2 days of golf at the Alawai, a cart and a banquet. And incidentally, Danielle, we're gonna serve the golfers some lunch on,
oh.
Either at the turn or you know, once they're through with their round. Of course, if they start at 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning and they're done with nine holes, they probably don't want to eat that early. But we'll still have food once they're done with their round on each day. So we'll have some, we'll have some lunch for them. And, so it should be a special day.
It is. There's the championship flight, the A flight, B flight, C flight, and the senior flight.
And that is correct.
Okay. And you'll have a gross and a net winner?
For the senior flight.
For the senior
men's
flight.
Men's senior flight. Right.
Okay.
And incidentally, Danielle, you know, women can also play in this tournament.
Thank you.
They, so I'll see you down there, right? So just go based on your handicap and just fill your name in where you want to go in terms of your handicap.
Right.
But
right. You have to be a Hawaii State Golf Association member.
Yes, with the gin handicap.
Okay.
So if
you're not a Hawaii State Golf Association member, then you need to go sign up right away.
That is correct, and you can sign up through the Hawaii State Golf Association's website.
Right, that's HawaiiStateGolf.org. Boy, we're giving out a lot of websites today.
Yeah.
HawaiiStateGolf.org is where you become a member, and you can also get your application to get into the tournament. There's only 30
spots. Right.
Do you have anything open in the championship flight?
Yes, the championship flight is still open.
Okay.
However, the A and B flights, you know, those two flights are going quick. So we've got just a few more spots left over for the A and B flights. So,
all right,
golfers out there in Hawaii, I encourage you to sign up now.
Sign up now. And for the championship flight, you know, you guys, if you want to get those Governor Cup points, you definitely want to play in the event because then you get to play in the Governor's Cup at Mid-Pacific Country Club and the John A. Burns Governor's Cup. And then you know, the top amateur gets to play in the Sony Open. Doesn't get much better than that. Is it true the Alawai is the most often used golf course in the country, in the United States?
It is. It's one of the busiest municipal golf courses in the U.S. And you know, opening up this tournament, which took a bit of a hiatus for about 5 years, it gives the amateur an opportunity to play this course on a weekend, you know, back-to-back, you know, Saturday and Sunday. So how good is that? And they won't have to stand in line either or put their name on the waiting list. You know, they just come, they'll play, they'll get food and beverage, a snack, a cart, and the banquet on Monday night. How good is that?
It's amazing for $125. It doesn't get
it. It is. You know, Danielle, incidentally, we've got Hawaii State Golf Association did their utmost in finding some sponsors, so that, you know, they were able to work their magic and get the food to the players on Saturday and Sunday.
Do you want to mention some of those sponsors?
Yeah, some of the sponsors are Kyoya, you know, the Sheraton hotels. Yeah, so Kyoya, we've got some sponsors such as Pepsi, and of course Paradise Beverages. Richard Teruya over there at Paradise Beverages was so kind to donate a few products for the golfers, and so of course we have Roger Dunn and Pro-Am Golf. So you know, we've got some good prizes, some good food, and of course, you know, the golf at the Alawai for 2 days. So
what are some of the prizes?
yeah, exactly. Some of the prizes, of course, are going to be. Some of the prizes are going to be, you know, gift cards to Roger Dunn or Pro Am, as well as stays at the Kyoya Hotel. So the Kyoya Hotels, for those of you out there, are the Royal Hawaiian, the Sheraton Moana, the Sheraton Waikiki.
And those are beautiful hotels.
You're right, and I believe the Sheraton. And there's a stay also at the Sheraton Maui.
Oh, the Black Rock.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being for being on the show and for telling us about this. So this coming weekend.
2 weeks.
Two weekends away. But we've only got a few places in the A flight and the B flight, only a couple of spots. A flight and B flight. D flight.
Danielle, let me go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay, let me just say real quick that the University of Hawaii is having an away game. So they're playing UNLV away in Las Vegas, so this won't affect your watching of the UH game.
Wait a second. Randy, we're losing you.
I just said that this won't affect your watching of the UH football game because there will be a way in Las Vegas that weekend.
Okay, so the football team, UH, the Rainbows. No, Danielle, it's the Warriors. The Warriors will be in Las Vegas, so this won't impact your ability to go tailgate all day at Aloha Stadium, okay? So no worries. Go play golf at the Alawai Golf Course and have some fun. Is there a charity benefit involved?
We're still working on that charity.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to have to cut off because your microphone is far away from you. We can barely hear you. Randy Leong, thanks so much for being on the show. Deputy Director, Department of Enterprise Services. I wanted to ask you what that is.
Well, our Enterprise Services manages the Neil Blaisdell Center, the Waikiki Cell, the zoo, of course, the golf courses and the concessions around the island of Oahu.
Excellent. And you're putting this to good work. The Alawai Golf Course is the location. 2 days of golf, September 17th and 18th. The tournament, 36-hole stroke play, 5 flights, championship, A, B, C, and senior. Senior, gross and net winner, accommodating players 55 years and older. Entry fee, $125 per golfer, includes all fees, green cart, and banquet. Banquet at Dave & Buster's on Monday night. So, get in there. Get in touch with the HawaiiStateGolf.org people because you need to be a member. And, of course, you also have to have your gin handicap. Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Randy Leong. Aloha.
All right.
Great weekend.
Aloha, Danielle. Take care.
Thank you very much. Next weekend, we're going to be all about the Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Benefit Golf Scholarship Fund. Okay, this Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic benefits the Golf Scholarship Fund, and we've got an amazing group of women who'll be on the show to tell us all about how they accomplished their goals in life. And I want to thank you for joining us on the show today. This is Patriot Golf Weekend, Labor Day weekend, okay? So you want to go out, add $1 to your green fees. All of that goes to the Folds of Honor Foundation. The Play Golf America folks are working hard to get the word out to whom. You can go to find out which course is participating and most of Hawaii's courses are. Thank you very much to our sponsors, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. You know, they make all kinds of stuff. Commercial kitchens, custom stainless steel counters. They'll come with you and design it with you and make it happen. Maybe you need a roof. Flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or that kitchen. Alakai Mechanical. And thank you to the Nike, the folks at Nike and Alakai Mechanical for the giveaway for their birthday. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by emerald green mountains and 30 acres of tropical plants. That's Poipu Bay. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or business. That is Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.